The Noble Network is the largest charter group in Chicago, with 17 high schools scattered across the city. Noble is known for two things, getting kids into college and enforcing rigid and persnickety rules. But since these charters are public schools and receive state funds, the new discipline law called Senate Bill 100 applies to them. Noble's Director of Communications, Cody Rogers, agreed to talk to me about the adjustments his schools have made, but I started by asking him to describe Noble's mission.
Sure, the mission of our schools is to help traditionally underserved students from underserved communities graduate high school, get into college, and graduate from college and go on to lead successful lives, and by doing so, inspiring multi-generational change in the city of Chicago.
Keep that context in mind as Rogers describes the rules that form Noble Network's culture of professionalism. Take the uniform, for example.
Uniform is a campus-branded polo shirt with khaki pants and black shoes.
Well, not just any black shoes. They have to be leather dress shoes with black laces. Your khaki pants cannot have rivets, a Dickies label, or more than four pockets. And a black belt. Don't forget your
belt. And a black belt. That's right, a black belt. You're right.
If you don't have your black belt, solid black belt, you get four demerits.
It's true.
Which is an automatic detention.
It is. Four demerits is a detention. That's correct. The belt is something that people always focus on. They always think is going to be a big deal, but it actually turns out to be not that big of a deal because rarely does a kid walk out of their house without a belt on.
Other automatic detentions, chewing gum, having soda or a bag of chips outside the lunchroom, having an electronic device such as a cell phone, either visible or audible, and possession of a Sharpie marker. Detentions are a big deal at Noble. If you have more than 36 detentions in a year, you will not be promoted to the next grade. Rogers assures me that discipline is meted out with a large dose of humanity. But the number of ninth graders who left Noble because they had maxed out on detentions got high enough to inspire a network-wide amnesty program this year, allowing freshmen to erase first quarter detentions. And all these rules are from Noble's new Kinder, Gentler handbook, revised to comply with Senate Bill 100. How did your handbook change to comply with SB 100?
If breaking out the minimum and maximums, because SB 100 prescribes certain minimum and maximum punishments for certain student actions.
Okay, so you can get a 5-day suspension for forgery or academic dishonesty,
mm-hmm.
Or for possession or use of tobacco or related items or look-alike items.
Yeah, I mean, that's where context is really important. So, you know, a student forging a signature on a parent newsletter is way different than a student hacking into our online gradebook and changing grades, which definitely does interrupt the operations of the school, right? So, but they generally fall into the same category, two wildly, wildly different situations and context.
If Noble gives a student a 5-day suspension for academic dishonesty or possession of look-alike tobacco products, school officials will have to document all the steps they took to intervene before levying the punishment. That's because of Senate Bill 100.
Yeah, it's much more administrative policy-wise. More paperwork, frankly.
Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.